This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Any election of any Democrat is illegitimate until free speech is restored in America. And by free speech, of course, I mean the tech giants, social media, where they have engaged in the deliberate, politically motivated censorship of pro-Trump voices, conservatives, Christians, pro-America voices, and so on. And this has been deliberate. It has been malicious. It is illegal. It is unconstitutional. It violates basic human civil liberties, human rights, human dignity. And, of course, it rigs elections so that Democrats will win. And that's why these elections where Democrats win are illegitimate. And every American should refuse to accept government at all if it's going to be run by people who have stolen rigged elections because of the censorship treason of the tech giants. Now, why is censorship treason? Well, the answer was explained to me by Alan Keyes recently, former U.S. ambassador to India, former presidential candidate, brilliant man, runs imtv.us. Alan Keyes understands that government is an extension of the people. So government is of the people, by the people, for the people. Well, that means that the free expression of the people is a necessary component to have a legitimate representative government. How else are people supposed to engage in discussions or debates or reviews of their representatives or talk about the issues? How are people supposed to engage in this democracy, actually a constitutional republic, if they are not allowed the ability to speak, but only on certain issues or certain viewpoints? That's why censoring conservatives is a form of treason, because it blockades the ability of the people to engage in the very process of legitimate government, the process of choosing representatives, electing representatives who represent their interests and who do the work of the people. And so the tech giants are engaged in criminal treason against the United States of America. And yet there's not a single leftist who has spoken out against this censorship of conservatives. And most of them, in fact, claim there is no censorship. That's right. They claim it's not censorship. It's just stopping hate speech. Well, what is hate speech? Well, it's anyone who opposes a liberal, right? So if you don't like any idea promoted by the Democrats and you express your dissent against those views, you are said to be engaged in hate speech, and that's the justification to have you censored. So, elections that are not fair and free must not be recognized by the people. In fact, they must be overturned. And any Democrat who is elected under this environment of extreme censorship, which includes, by the way, every Democrat who won an election in the 2018 midterms and in the recent special elections, like the governor of Kentucky, that was stolen, by the way, or the upcoming 2020 elections, all of these Democrats who, quote, win these elections are illegitimate, and they should be arrested and removed from power because they did not win under a legitimate, fair and free election system. But there's much more than that. How do you heal this? How do you compensate all the conservatives who were censored, and many of whom were driven out of business? Many had millions of followers. For example, I had 2.5 million followers on Facebook and yet was deplatformed for no reason, except for the fact that they didn't like my speech. I was blackballed by YouTube and Google and other platforms, not for violating any terms of service, but just because they did not like my speech, because I opposed Democrats and Democrat platforms. So how do you compensate conservatives, and how do you make this right? Well, there are two things, I think. Well, actually more than two, but two main things that need to happen here. First, of course, President Trump must invoke the Insurrection Act and seize temporarily these tech giants, seize the domain names, shut them down, and force them to come to the table and sign consent decrees that says they will respect the First Amendment and will no longer censor people for any reason other than people violating local or federal laws. So that's number one. And Trump can do that immediately. He can sign an executive order. The State Department can seize the domain names. But that's just the beginning. Secondly, the federal government should seize billions of dollars from these tech giants and should, in fact, compensate in a class action lawsuit context, should compensate all the conservatives who lost their livelihoods, who lost their revenues. And I know many people like this who are driven out of business. I know people who were making $20,000 to $30,000 a month on YouTube, and then it dropped to zero because they were demonetized. Those people should be back paid plus interest for all the revenues that they could prove they had up until the 2016 election when they started being banned and demonetized. The liberals who have been calling for this censorship, who have been endorsing it and supporting it, they need to have the same amount of time of them being censored that has been perpetrated against conservatives. So we conservatives have been censored for 3 years, and it will probably be 4 years before any of this is restored. So we need then to reverse the censorship of the conservatives, but then also have 4 years of no Democrats allowed to speak online, no transgenders allowed to speak, no LGBT voices allowed. You'll be deplatformed, demonetized. Anyone who supports a Democrat, anyone who is an opponent of Trump, you should be censored for 4 years, because you need to understand what it is that you endorsed, what you called for. You called for conservatives to be censored for 4 years. You are going to be censored for 4 years so that you understand what it is. And then after that 4 years, we will return to a level playing field. And hopefully people will remember that it's bad to censor anyone. Remember, I am opposed to censorship, but we need to teach a lesson to these deranged, lunatic, lawless Democrats. And the only way to do that is to seize their illegitimate, illegal corporations temporarily, force them to respect freedom of speech, and then show them through 4 years of backlash censorship against their people, show them what censorship really feels like. And only then will there be a level playing field, and then we can have fair and free elections. So the steps are seize the domains of the tech giants, seize their finances, and distribute billions of dollars among those who were financially harmed in a class action lawsuit decision, and then backlash or boomerang the censorship back on the Democrats for the next 4 years so they can understand what it feels like. And hopefully, coming out of that, we will then have a fair and free, you know, First Amendment protected public space through which we can engage in discussions. That's what we need, ultimately. And the only way to get there is to show people how evil it is to engage in politically motivated censorship. So in order to do that, of course, we need to have conservatives running Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube for the next 4 years. And so that should be the plan. Remove all the CEOs, arrest them, charge them with the treason they committed, attempted coup, try to overthrow America, send in the military police, march them out in handcuffs, indict them, find their companies, seize their assets, redistribute that to conservatives, put conservatives in charge of those companies for 4 years. And after 4 years, then return those companies back to the libtards who hopefully by that time will have learned a lesson. Maybe you sentence the CEOs of those companies to 4 years in prison so they will have time to think about what it means when they commit treason against the United States of America. Or perhaps, since they are engaged in treason, perhaps a judge will issue them the death penalty. I don't know. I guess we'll let a judge or a jury decide what that should be. But the death penalty is one of the punishments for treason. And I wouldn't be surprised if that were recommended by somebody. Of course, regardless of what the punishment is, it has to go through due process, a legitimate court process where those who are accused get to present evidence in their own defense, where they get to cross-examine witnesses for the prosecution, and so on and so forth. And because I believe in due process, and that's why I'm advocating all of this. We have to restore due process. We have to restore freedom of speech. But we also must hold accountable those organizations and individuals who engage in treason, who committed heinous crimes against millions of people in America. This is like an online ethnic cleansing that they carried out, and they need to be punished, and they need to be shown how evil they have become by having them censored for 4 years just to show them what it feels like. And their corporations, their tech companies, everything from Pinterest, Vimeo, Wikipedia, they're all engaged in treason and politically motivated censorship. They should all be seized by the Trump administration temporarily, have their assets seized, have their domains seized, and they should be set free from the control of the deranged leftists who do not understand. And they should be forced to stop their malicious censorship and treason against the United States of America, and to stop their punitive, malicious silencing of millions of Americans who love their country, who voted for Trump in 2016, who believe in God, who oppose abortion, who oppose the transgender indoctrination of children, who support the Second Amendment and own firearms, and who simply wish to exercise their First Amendment rights in this country. And if we can't get our First Amendment rights back, then it's Second Amendment time for everybody, because then you have to rise up and take your country back. And that day is probably coming in America as well. And guess who is going to be some of the first organizations to wish they had supported free speech instead of unleashing the Second Amendment option? Oh, gosh, it's going to be the tech giants. Yeah, you can probably figure out why. But thank you for listening. I call for peace. I call for due process. I call for liberty and peaceful solutions for everyone. I don't want to see a civil war. I don't want to see violence. I don't want to see anybody hurt. I don't want to see blood spilled in the streets of America. And yet, that's exactly where the Democrats are pushing us, because they refuse to abide by the laws of the land, i.e. the First Amendment, the very first one, freedom of speech. Without it, you have no nation. Without it, your democracy is destroyed, which is exactly what the Democrats want, and that's why they despise freedom of speech. We must stop them. The time has come. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.